The proposal comes from Senator Tom Lee, who's also on the Constitution Revision Commission, a panel that meets every 20 years to change the state constitution.
We have created a position under the CFO that sounds good on the surface as you read the first lines of the Constitution that say Chief Fiscal Officer of the state, but when you really drill down into it, the Chief Fiscal Officer of the state does not have the tools to perform the duties of a Chief Fiscal Officer.
Included in Lee's proposal is a provision mandating the CFO participate in the state's estimating conferences that look at revenue, economic, and demographic forecasts. It would also require the CFO to review and certify certain state contracts if the contract requires payment of more than $10 million. According to an analysis of the proposal, that may raise constitutional concerns as this normally doesn't fall under the CFO's purview and may be a violation of the separation of powers. Some other parts of the proposal may also require additional staff, and that led some commissioners like Attorney General Pam Bondi to be a bit skeptical.
I have a concern, obviously, with always growing government bigger, duplication of resources, the fiscal impact, and any potential constitutional issues.
Still, she voted for the proposal, which ultimately failed on a tied vote in the CRC's executive committee. But under a CRC rule, Lee may still be able to bring his proposal again before the full 37-member commission. And if it passes, his proposal would then require 60% of voter approval. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.